This podcast is brought to you by Sarens. Nothing too heavy, nothing too high. Wednesday, September 2nd, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jonathan Faree. Making headlines today. Wage negotiations between Impala Platinum and the National Union of Mine Workers had resumed today, with both parties still deadlocked, the union confirmed. The company and the union started new wage talks on Tuesday, following a week-long strike of more than 20,000 workers at Impala's Rustenburg operations. The operation was said to be losing about 3,000 ounces a day of platinum production, while production at the platinum miner's Marula operation was also partially impacted on. The strike at Rustenburg could enter its ninth day, with the start of the night shift on Wednesday. Implats was offering a 10% wage increase and a one-year wage agreement, in line with the union's initial demands. However, the union had pushed up its demand to a 14% increase, as well as an additional transport and housing allowance. Diversified miner BHP Billiton believes long-term reforms to ease congestions at Australia's Newcastle coal port can be achieved. A system to cut coal ship queues off Newcastle, the world's busiest coal terminal, was thrown into disarray after the BHP-backed Newcastle Coal Industry Group and a consortium of coal producers missed an August 31st deadline to agree on a long-term port-sharing proposal. The last-minute breakdown prompted Australia's competition regulator on Tuesday to withdraw antitrust immunity for an interim pact allowing competing coal companies to share the port's limited loading capacity. Also making headlines, Pamorti Gold liquidation deadline extended to December 8th. A joint venture between Xstrata and Marafi boosts ferrochrome output to 85%. Pan African Resources shares rise as Gold Jr. exits exploration and focuses on mining. And Anglo Gold to raise $284 million to fund motor acquisition. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.